Welcome back to the Weekend Warrior Show Recap Podcast. I'm Ty from the Unemployed Architects. Ty John Jarley. Got some shows to talk about from last week. I feel like I should call this the Barely Cutting It Podcast because I'm always, you know, real late to get it. I meant to do it every day, and it just seems like stuff always comes up. So I actually just got done playing a show, which I'll probably talk a little bit more in depth, I would assume, next week. But I played some bass with Ryan Wolf, played bass, and I did my foot percussion. So it was fun, but I'll get into that more next week. So I got to talk about last week's shows, get right into it. Played at the Local Tap on Thursday. Friday, I played at Kilkenny's in Davenport. And then Saturday in the morning, I had the Run for Respect. And then in the evening time, I played at the Top Hat in Girard. So, Local Tap, played just acoustic. The weather was kind of borderline as far as, you know, it could have went either way, but ended up and it was kind of chilly. I kind of felt, you know, I ended up playing indoor. I kind of picked to do that right when I got there, but it started raining kind of towards the end of my load in, so I kind of felt like it was the right choice, probably. Just a little too chilly for people to wanna sit outside. So, but yeah, that was a fun show. It was kind of an unexpected fun show. It was a couple friends of mine came. Well, my friend and old bass player Kevin Lyons and his wife Kendall came, and that was very nice. A couple other people I had known came out, and it was an okay crowd, and I felt like I sounded pretty solid. I mean, I was kind of coming off a weekend where I was feeling a little rougher, so it was nice. I felt like I actually deserved and belonged to be up on the stage there. So I guess not stage, in the corner where I played. Looking forward, I got a couple more of those later in the summer. The patio there is really nice, so I'm excited about being out there at some point. But super nice people that own the place and booked me, and it was just a good night. I tried playing a bunch of weird songs that I don't really do a whole lot, but you know, some deep cuts. I think having Kevin Kendall there, I'm always trying to show them what kind of new stuff, new covers or new originals I have, and then they request some weird old ones every once in a while. So, you know, the combination kind of makes for, but I had the crowd kind of singing with just an acoustic guitar at the end of the night with some covers, and I played a lot of originals. So, you know, I just felt good. It was a good night. Kilkenny's was kind of a standard Kilkenny show. Couldn't really get anybody too excited. It was a Friday night there. I do feel like those are sometimes a little bit rougher, but yeah, I played a few originals at the beginning, and then I think I lost all my courage, and I was like, I'm gonna get them. It's just so weird because it's like I've gotten that crowd so many times. You know, one in every four shows, one in every five shows, something like that. I'll get the crowd singing and dancing. Maybe if it might just be for like a minute or 10 or my medley or something like that. But because I know the potential of how fun it could be over there, I'm always like trying to get there. And sometimes I just kind of get too lost in that kind of pursuit. I ended up, and there were a couple people who were like, I've been paying attention. You sound really nice and stuff. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to play some originals then because nobody seems to care either way. So I did end up and play some towards the end, which I don't normally do. But wouldn't say it was my most fun show of the weekend, but the lady that books me there is so nice. And I don't know. I got a lot of shows there over the summer, so I'm excited to hopefully win them over at some point. I think it's different too in the summer when there aren't so many students. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's part of it, is I don't know if I really cater to that age group anymore. Maybe I've aged out of that, because when they pick the songs, like in the in-between times, I feel like I don't really recognize some of these, a lot of rap songs and stuff like that. But I'm just happy to be working, you know. So it was fun. It's always an adventure because it's a, you know, it's a trek to get there. So, and then I played at the Run for Respect in the morning. I ended up just did that acoustic because it was cold. It was like, I've done it outside pretty much every year. I've done it every year for, I don't know, 6 years, something like that. They're always nice enough to have me back. I always have a good time doing that. It's just early. That's the only thing that's negative about it. And, you know, that's not detrimental or anything. It's just, takes a little extra caffeine to kind of get moving in the morning. But I think I had to get up at 7:30 and then drove to Girard, which is south. I picked up some of these awesome, kind of a funny thing. I did this video performance for Middle of Nowhere Music not too long ago, and I'd done a lot of them kind of recently, and I didn't want to wear the same stuff that I always wear, so I had Lo kind of pick me out some clothes, but I wasn't really crazy about them, just old weird stuff. And I stopped at this random gas station and I found these, like, I don't know, they're like hippie poncho things, and I picked one up. I thought they looked kind of funny and just different, you know, something I wouldn't normally wear. They were $15 at a gas station, just very unusual to even come across something like that. So I was like, you know, I'll just get it. Who cares? It'll be something different. It'll look kind of interesting. And so since I've got it, I've been wearing them all the time. And I couldn't even tell you really at that time where that random gas station was, but I ended up and the Girard, the place that I played at, the gas station that I bought it at was right off the exit there. I think it was somewhere near Carlinville. I don't really know exactly, but so I picked up a couple more because I wear them, especially in like the spring and the fall. These things are really nice. They need to be worn in a little. I think they look too fresh, but just kind of funny. I kind of got them as a joke, and then I started liking them, so I just keep wearing them. Now I have some different color options, so that's always exciting. But to get to the show in Girard at the Top Hat, never had played there before. Turned out to definitely be like the best show of the week, and kind of renewed my wonder, I guess, or my, I don't know what, it just felt good. There was a good crowd. I did a good amount of originals, but I did a lot of covers too. And when I would play something they would know, they got pretty excited about it. I ended up doing my medley where I did like Wagon Wheel and all the classics, and they seemed to really like that. So, but I mean, they weren't, not into my originals, you know, they were paying attention and stuff. I had several conversations with some people after that were just really nice. Got rid of a record, and because somebody was really, really digging it. At the beginning, there was this little girl dancing like the whole time. That is always kind of funny and fun. She knocked over my camera at one point, and she kept putting her ear like right up to my bass amp, which was pretty funny. But by the end of it, it was a pretty big crowd, not a huge place, but it just felt good, sounded good. I wouldn't say it was like my best ever, but it was definitely the best of the weekend. The people who booked me there seemed happy with it and seemed like they'd be interested in having me back at some point. And I don't know, it was just fun, kind of reinvigorated me. That was the word I was looking for, reinvigorated. I felt that way after this last weekend. And then Sunday I was in the studio with Jeff, and we pretty much finished Digital Soul. I think there's like a couple little tweaks that he might do through, you know, Dropbox. Like he might do it from his place and send a couple, but it sounded pretty awesome. I could definitely release it as is and it would be great, but definitely something way different than I think anybody would be used to. And, I don't know, I'm excited. It's not like my last releases at all. It's definitely a little bit more grungy and a little bit more digital in a lot of ways. But just excited for how it's turning out. And obviously gonna be cool it's gonna be cool to have like a fully expressed version of that one. And then I was in the studio last Wednesday. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but we got a good start on my new song, Wings, which I have a live version of that one out. But we really dove in with, because I tracked most of it on my iPad. And, you know, we added in a bass, because a real bass, you can't really get that from an iPad. And I used his drum samples instead of mine, because the iPads are okay, but his just sound better. But we worked on it for like 4 hours, and it's crazy how good it sounds. It's crazy what you can do with an iPad, really. I don't know. I'm really excited about that one. I mean, you go through phases where you're like, I was really excited. I was this excited about Digital Soul when we first started it, but, you know, I've been working on it for months at this point. I think he said since November. Obviously not super frequently, but definitely for a while, and kind of sporadically, not all in one session or anything. But now I just started Wings, so I'm like as excited about that one. And that one's definitely a little bit more on the kind of poppy side. But the way Eric mixes over at Eclipse, he is just at next level. I think you kind of have to know how to talk with your engineer a lot of the time. But I mean, we've been recording together for so long that we kind of have a shorthand, and he kind of knows my sound a little bit, and I can kind of get the sounds that I want when I'm around him. So that's all you can really ask for. It just sounds really high quality. So I'm like really excited about that one. Haven't laid down the vocals yet, but just been working on the instrumental, and it's a big sounding song. So is Digital Soul. So those would be, you know, my last one was the Will Magic Find Me, and very broken down acoustic. So these two will definitely be more big production type songs. So I'm excited for people to kind of hear that side of what I've been working on. And then, I started a new kind of broken down one. So it's called Bold and the Best. As far as the recording goes, not very far into it, pretty much just got a scratch track. But I did a version of it, kind of a rough cut, and I was thinking maybe I would use that, kind of how I did with the Magic song. But I don't know, I think that it needs a little more, like a tiny bit more production. But again, I'm going to track it all on the iPad, and I'll probably bring it to Eric at the end like I did with Will Magic Find Me. But it's a song, I don't know, it's not one I really play a whole lot, but it's kind of that broken down acoustic style. So it's not like Will Magic Find Me even is a hard one to find places to play for it live, so, or to play it live. It's hard to, because it has to be the right atmosphere. You know, if you got a crowd that's into originals and kind of more of a listening room, you can definitely do that. But with this one, I think it's even like, I played it a few times here and there, but it's definitely not one I practice as much as I probably should if I'm going to play it anywhere. But anyhow, I'm hoping to get like a better jump on that, because ideally it would go Digital Soul, you know, big production song, Bold and the Best, broken down kind of acoustic, and then the next one would be Wings, and then hopefully another kind of broken down acoustic song, maybe Logan. I think I want to do that one kind of more lo-fi sounding, but we'll see what happens. But sorry to keep it a little brief, it is late. Like I said, I just got done playing a show with Woof. I did four songs where I played the bass, and played bass in my cajon as a foot drum, and it went pretty decent. We kind of just threw some songs together the last few weeks and practiced them to try to get them up to snuff, and I think they sounded pretty decent. I'll probably post a clip or two of that here and there if you're following. I've been posting a lot of little clips of videos and stuff, so you can check those out. If you're interested to kind of see what I'm up to. I've been doing a lot of these podcast videos, and then I've been doing the live video clips and been attacking it pretty hard. So Well, hopefully it's paying off in some fashion. I don't know what yet, but I'm getting, I think if nothing else, I'm getting better at editing videos and podcasts and all that stuff. So hoping to have Gerard, and he played at that big festival down south, Alex Gerard from No Robot. Hoping to have him on soon. I'm sure Wolf will be jump on one here before too long. And this next week I got a lot. Well, I'm in it technically, but so I had the show tonight, which kind of a, you know, wasn't a total show. It was like four songs, so I can barely call it a show. Tiny set. And then tomorrow I'm at Houdini's in Leroy. Saturday I got two. I'm at Boone's in Springfield for the brunch. Golden Fox Brewing in Decatur for the night show, which I always have a blast there. It'll be cool if I'm outside again on that big stage. And then I actually have a Sunday show at Dorfort Brewing. This is kind of a makeup show for the one that got canceled a while back. It's a brunch show though on Sunday, so it's a little bit different. I've never done their brunch thing, so be a little interesting, a little weird, but I think it'll be fine. And a new guy booking over there seems really nice. So I don't know. That's pretty much it. I don't think I got a whole lot else, but I'll try to get this up and going here soon and try to maybe have a guest on next week. At least have Wolf come on and make me more interesting, hopefully. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, as always, I appreciate anybody who takes the time to listen. I'll talk to you next time. All right, have a good one. Bye.